In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you've lived around here long enough, you've had to go through a hurricane or two. And one thing that you learn by experience, if you don't pay attention to people who know better and give you good advice, is that you have to prepare for a hurricane before everybody knows a hurricane's getting ready to come. You certainly can't start preparing for it when the wind is already blowing and the rain is pouring down, because you're not going to be able to get someone to trim that tree in your yard or cut down that dead pine tree that's going to fall on your house when you have 75 mile an hour winds blowing. It's too late at that point. You got to prepare for that kind of stuff ahead of time, otherwise you don't have the opportunity. Well, in the Gospels, Christ talks about a wise builder and a foolish builder. And the wise builder that we read about is one that anticipated the storm, and the foolish builder is one that did not. In the epistle reading that we heard, St. Paul talked about the final judgment and talked about how everything will be tested by fire. Well, in this particular parable that Christ tells us at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, he talks about a test that comes, and what's used in this parable is wind, rain, and flood. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. One thing that we should note is that Christ is not contrasting two people, one of whom heard the gospel and the other one never knew the gospel. He's talking about two people who both have heard the gospel, and he's talking about their different reactions to that. One actually did something with it, and one only superficially did something to it. Once you've built a house, you can't really see the kind of differences that made the difference in this particular case. You wouldn't have been able to see it from the outside. But the wise man built a house that had a deep foundation. You might think that what Christ is talking about in this parable is that one man built his house on the side of a mountain or on some obvious hard surface, and the other one built his house along a sandy shore of a river or something like that. But actually, if you read the parallel account of this in the Gospel of Luke, we find that what Christ is talking about is something different. In the Gospel of Luke, it says that the wise builder digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. Now, around here, when we build a house, people don't usually build a house and dig down to the bedrock because it's too expensive to do. So we build a foundation. It goes a little bit deep, but doesn't go all the way. Now, if you're going to build a skyscraper, of course, you're going to go all the way. But what happens if you live in your house long enough, or if you buy an old house? Eventually, what's going to happen is, because the soil is soft and you've got dry spells and wet spells, eventually that foundation in your house is going to start to have some problems. And eventually it might even crack. And so you're going to call a foundation repair company, and what are they going to do? They're going to go and they're going to drill down, and they're going to put in piers and pilings, and they're going to attach your foundation to the bedrock, because that's the only way to really guarantee that your foundation is going to be stable. But in the Holy Land, what you have to understand is that most of the time the ground is very dry. And if you were a foolish man, you might say, well, I don't really need to go very deep. This soil seems solid enough to me. I'm not going to worry about it. People would warn you. People would say, well, look, it's going to be normally okay if you build your house on this soil and you don't dig down very deep. But the day may come when we have a really good rain, and that ain't going to work. But the foolish man didn't listen. The wise man did. Both had been warned. What the fathers say about what does it mean when it talks about the man who digs the deep foundation? St. Augustine says that this refers to digging deep in the scriptures. As I said, both of these people heard the gospel. Both of them had the opportunity to put the word of God into effect, but one of them, St. Augustine tells us, dug very deeply, and he didn't just listen to it, he put it into effect, whereas the other person, it was only on the superficial level. One person decided to put forth the effort to put the word of God into effect and to truly understand it, whereas the foolish person, he took the easy way, he took the shortcut. And for the most part, most people would have looked at those two houses prior to the storm, and they would not have thought anything worse about the one than they did the other. As a matter of fact, maybe the person who built his house on the sand might have had a bigger house because he would have had to spend less time and money on that foundation, and he could have put more effort into making that house look nice and pretty on the outside. The other thing that we need to see in this image of someone digging a deep foundation is, what is it in our lives that separates us from Christ? Christ is the solid rock that the house of our souls needs to be built upon. And the sand represents things that are temporal, the things that are of this world. And these things separate us from the solid rock of Christ. And so we have to do the work of repentance and living out the gospel to remove that sand that separates us so that our lives are firmly rooted on Christ. And if we fail to do that, then the day will come when we will have that temptation. And when the storm comes, you can't go out, you can't fix it at that point. It has to be fixed before then. Now, we have storms in our lives that put our faith to test, not just at the end of our lives. And when we have the storms of hardships, earthly trials beat upon our house, we have pains, we have disappointments in our life, we have a sudden rush of temptation. If the house of our soul is firmly grounded on the rock of Christ, we'll be able to withstand them. But if it's not, then we're going to suffer a fall. Now, if we have something like that that happens in this life, we might ask God, well, why God, did you allow me into that situation? But God might have allowed you to suffer that fall and to go through those kinds of difficulties so that you could see that your life was not firmly rooted on that foundation. And so you have another opportunity to rebuild your spiritual life so long as you have breath in your souls. And so don't look at that as God being unkind to you, but it's rather a mercy that God allowed you to experience something that showed you that there was something else, that there was something lacking in your spiritual life. Far worse will it be for someone to only discover that at the end of their life when they stand before God at the judgment, and then it becomes clear that they did not really have a life that was rooted in Christ. This parable comes right after Christ, and the Sermon on the Mount says, many will come unto me in that day and will say, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead, all kinds of stuff. And so these are people who go to the judgment expecting to come out okay. And what does Christ say to them? He says, depart from me, I never knew you. We have to come to know Christ. The things in our lives that separate us from Christ have to go. Our life has to be rested on him. We do that by repentance and by trusting him. And if we fail to do that, then we're going to suffer loss. Don't wait till the storm is upon you in this life, and certainly don't wait until that final test comes upon our souls when we die and we have to stand before the judgment seat. Dig down deep into the scriptures each day and daily strive to live out what you read, and daily ask God, what is there in my life that needs to go? What is there that is separating me from you, God, so that I can get closer to you? Because I want my life resting on the rock of Christ. I don't want my life to be on shifting sands that aren't going to hold me up. Place your faith firmly on that solid rock of Christ now, and then when the rains come and the wind blows and there's a mudslide because you've got the sudden rush of water, you'll be able to sit firmly in that house and to laugh at all these elements that won't be able to do a thing to you. But if you fail to do that, great will be the fall of that house, as Christ says, and then it's too late. So don't wait till then. Take care of it now. Make the repairs to that foundation now while you've got the opportunity, because it will be too late at that point. Amen.